Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Bills Texans at 4:35 on Saturday from Houston. And we know J.J. Watt is back. He'll return. Obviously, a huge welcome to the Texans defense. Without Watt this season, the Texans' pass rush win rate is just 27%, off the league average pace of 42%. With him, the number rises to 45%. He has 5 sacks in 6 career playoff games. Carver, how the guy has missed the whole season. Is he going to show up and perform at a high level and have a bunch of sacks?
We'll see, right? You know, that's the unknown of this game. He hasn't played in 8 weeks. He's coming back from an injury that is normally a 3 to 4 month injury, and he's coming back in 2 months. So how effective is he going to be? I don't know. I honestly think that this game is it's a lot bigger than J.J. Watt. I think that there's other things going on.
So Tony Carreni's ref crew is one of the worst in the league.
No question.
They throw tons of flags.
Yes.
So the whole game's going to be 17 to 20 flags?
Probably.
He averages 17 a game.
Don't all these games end up being like that, though, when you get to these playoff games? I mean, it's
honestly,
just,
can they just let him play?
I mean, this is all year long. Whether it's a regular season game or a playoff game, what are we doing after every big play? You're looking for that little box in the screen, right, to see that yellow flag sign come up. Isn't that what we're always waiting for? So all these games are going to be no different.
How will the Bills' zone-heavy defense do against Watson?
Look, I just think that the Bills, you know, the things that the Texans do really well, the Bills are really good at stopping those things. They just are. The Texans live on big plays. The Bills don't allow big plays. They've allowed the least amount of big plays in the NFL the last 2 years. So I think it's going to be hard on him. Is Watson better than Allen? Of course he is. But I think that Trey White's going to do his best locking up Hopkins. If Fuller doesn't play, I feel even better about it. I feel more, as we get closer to the game, I feel a lot better about it.
So the Texans' secondary sucks, a lot of people think. Will Allen finally have a 300-yard game ever? Will it ever happen?
I don't think it matters. If they win, it doesn't matter. I think that what they need to do is, the Texans have been bad against the run, too. Texans' D is like 27th in the NFL or something like that. Their red zone D is
awful. So run it down their throat.
And their red zone D is the worst. So what they need to do is pound the rock, like they like to do anyway.
Right.
And I also saw they're one of the worst in the league in 0 to 15 in the middle of the field. All right, so get Beasley out there in a slot. Run those slants right to the middle of the field and work it that way. Short, quick throws. Let Allen move down the field.
Like they did against the Steelers.
Exactly. Do nice, simple stuff. Move down the field. Score points when you get in the red zone, and your D will do the rest. I just think the Bills do a lot of things better than the Texans. They just do.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.